Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. SunTrust Bank will no longer fund companies that manage private prisons and immigration holding facilities. The Atlanta-based company is currently in the middle of a merger with BB&T. The combined bank will be called Truist. Georgia Power is employing a record number of people to complete two nuclear reactors, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Georgia Power says there are now a record 8,000 people working at the Plant Vogtle construction site. The facility's third and fourth reactor units are the only new nuclear construction projects going on in the country. The project is over budget and behind schedule, but crews have recently added in key pieces of the reactor's safety systems and reactor structures. Unit 3 is set to be finished November 2021, and Unit 4 should be completed the following year. The state's Public Service Commission will vote next week on changes to Georgia Power's mix of energy sources for the next 3 years. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
A state appeals court is ruling the Georgia legislature is essentially exempt from the state's Open Records Act. The legal battle arose when a libertarian public interest group was denied records related to the creation of a 2012 law. The group says it will appeal the case to the Georgia Supreme Court. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.